What the hell?
Hello.
Where are you?
At work.
Where are you? Why do you always leave your pregnant wife, which happens to be me, every morning?
What the hell? Work.
And when you explain to me where you are, I will not be happy with your explanation. And do you know why, Jesse?
Why?
That's a question you cannot answer, because you are not in my head. Hey, guys, it's Kinsey, Jesse's hot wife.
What's up, Kinsey?
Hey,
Jesse's
guys.
Hot wife.
I say, what the? You say, hell. What the?
Hell.
What
hell.
The?
Hell.
I say, what? Yes. Blank hell. You said the. What?
The.
Hell. What?
The.
Hell.
The.
What?
The.
Hell. I say.
Oh, my.
The hell.
Are you taking classes from Al or something?
I actually got complimented on my parking skills yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You parking real well, huh?
Well, I went to the yogurt shop,
okay.
not the time in the morning or at lunch. I'm talking about later in the day, the third time.
Oh, my God. Shit.
And someone left a note on my car that said, parking, fine.
Ooh.
Thank you.
No, see, that's a...
Thank you for the compliment.
That's a ticket.
Yeah.
So nice of people to compliment me.
No.
JC, just take care of it for her and let her believe it.
So, as everyone knows, I'm launching my new business today.
What? We didn't really know
it's an online business, and here's JC to tell you all about it.
It's an online boutique. Where you're going to sell women's fashion.
Don't say I'm going to sell. Talk to them like you're going to buy women.
Where Kinsey's going to... You're not paying me to do the commercials?
No, well, Kinsey's going to hook you up. And you're going to look so good and so stylish.
Oh, Kinsey's going to hook you up. You're going to look so good and so stylish
and
purses.
Someone will want to have babies with you.
And somebody will want to have babies with you.
But never more than 3 babies, because 1 out of every 4 children is Chinese.
No, see, that's not true.
So you don't want to give birth to that 4th one. You have a Chinese baby. what would you say to it?
Well, some people want to have Chinese babies.
Yeah. Only for Chinese.
So, Kinsey.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kelly.
So, what's the website, Jesse?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Did you have to...
I want to leave that to my loving husband.
Did you register your domain?
StyleMeKinsey.com.
StyleMeKinsey.
Pull it up. See what happens. I'm about to type it in.
I just want to know how long it took you to come up with the name for your company.
You need to shut up and start buying stuff.
Well, I mean... Did
add
you go
to cart.
Other name?
Is that your motto?
Add
shut
to cart.
Up and start buying stuff.
Yes.
Oh, she's spelling it like... JC. If you put Style Me Kinsey, it's KINSEY, it takes you to her Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
And she's spelling it KIN-SI like JC.
Oh, yeah. I thought that would be clever.
Isn't that
you
cute?
Like that?
And then you just click on the tab. I don't think you launched it quite yet.
Not so yet.
You,
no.
You will once Kaysen wakes up,
see.
I'm sure.
So maybe I can explain better for JC, because I have a girlfriend that did this with jewelry, and so it's like an auction. Right?
I don't know.
It'll be prices.
It says holding monthly auctions.
My husband can clear up all your questions.
Once a month, she will have an auction, but she'll have set prices.
Okay. That's all you got?
Okay.
That's all we're
doing.
It's
going to be fantastic.
Well, good luck, Kinsey. It's a big move, babe.
And the website again is?
StyleMeKinsey.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Don't you forget this. The reason why.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be nicer to me is that your baby that you put inside me, and I still don't know how, that baby is having terrible mood swings.
Oh, really?
What the hell? I told the doctor, and he said, maybe the baby is bipolar. Oh, my God.
The baby's bipolar.
And I'm like, you know what? It's still in my stomach. How can you tell who he's going to be attracted to? That's crazy. But you know what, Jesse?
What?
If our baby loves polar bears, that's his business. It's much like that baseball player, Magic Johnson, which makes me laugh because I always think about a Magic Johnson. That makes me laugh.
Basketball.
Magic Johnson. What's so magic about it?
Yeah.
I love that.
Right.
In fact, if I ever met him and he'd be like, "Ah, I'm Magic Johnson," I'd be like, "Ha, no way." Yeah. Anyway, did you see his son? He has a gay son.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Magic was all like, "Ooh, I'm going to support him, and I'm so proud of him."
Right.
And that's how we're going to be. If our son loves polar bears, we're going to love him anyway.
So.
If it's bipolar.
Nice. What if we have a daughter?
Well, I was going to ask you that. Would you be happy if we had a daughter?
Yeah.
What if it was a girl?
That's the same thing.
What if we had a boy that didn't like sports? Would you still love him?
Yeah.
Polar bears.
What if he didn't like Eminem?
That's fine.
Ooh.
What if he didn't like Mexicans?
He's going to be Mexican. So
I've been told a lot of babies don't like Mexicans because it scares them when they roll their R's. But no, stop it. That's a true story. I saw that on the TV, web news, internet.
I have never seen that before in my life.
Jesse, listen carefully.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm your wife, your supermodel wife. I'm not only the baby's mother, but I'm also the mother of your baby.
Mm-hmm.
So that means I have the swinging moods, too.
You do.
Hmm. I'm telling you that if you had a baby inside of you, JC, you would not have that look of a man on your face. Hmm? You have that look of a man. Do you understand? I can't explain it any easier. What the hell, JC? Listen to me. Did you love me more today than yesterday?
Oh, my.
Yes.
Then why didn't you love me that much yesterday?
Because love...
His love is growing.
Love grows.
I am the wife of you. I am the wife of you. And you know what that makes me? What? Your wife.
Right.
And OMG, this baby living inside of me is making me crazy. Can you tell me I'm going crazy a little bit?
Yeah.
You want to know how crazy I feel, Jesse? Do you? Answer faster. What the hell?
Yes.
Oh, man. Wow. Give me a headache, Kenzie.
See what I got to deal with?
Well, I can't wait to have this baby so I can go back to work. Jesse knows how much I love work. Work, work, work. That's my whole model in life. You know how much I love working, Jesse?
How much?
I really can't wait to wake up at 7 a.m. and go to a job I hate for 9 hours and then drive home in terrible traffic in a bad mood and be hateful to my husband and resentful to my children. I can't wait. But unfortunately, I can't work because I keep getting pregnant. It's crazy. But you can buy stuff.
Yeah.
On the website.
Right.
Shut up and buy stuff.
Yeah. So. And if that doesn't work out, I'm thinking about going to work at a bank. Mm. Because I have this friend named Jasmine. Mm-hmm. And she went to work at a bank 4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And she told me she's making $300,000 a week.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And she proved it, too. She showed me the papers from the investigation. And that's exactly how much money she's accused of making. Oh. $300,000 a week at a bank.
Wow.
Who knew you could make so much money as a bank teller? You get talked to that little speaker to people that pull up and you see a hot guy and he's in a cool car and you're like, hey, man, what's going on? And then you take some of the money out of his account and he never misses it.
Hmm. That's stupid.
What the hell?
That's stupid.
What's my website again?
StyleMeKenzie.com.
Okay, I just looked at it. Not enough people are buying stuff.
Well, you haven't launched it yet. You're launching it today.
Oh, I'm launching it later.
Yeah. She better launch it earlier rather than later.
If you would
later.
Like to pre-buy stuff, just write down how much you want to spend. Send it to me. Send me the money now. Send me stuff later.
Yeah, you're having a couple problems uploading a couple things, but hopefully you
call the station. Give Jesse your credit card number. We'll charge it later.
No, don't give it to me. I don't want people's credit cards.
And I need that stupid security code on there, too.
The back one?
You know what they said I was?
What?
They called me, I can't believe they called me this. They called me an identity thief.
Identity thief?
I don't like being corrected that much.
I'm sorry. California.
Come on, what the hell?